This is a podcast from the Samplecast, Volume 1, Episode 18.
The Samplecast.
Hello, I'm Reuben Cornell and you're listening to the Samplecast podcast. This is Volume 1, Episode 18. Thank you so much for tuning in. There's plenty in the show this week. We've got a big review, plenty of news, a selection of great freebies, and also a little wonder, something that I use a lot. If you're keen to spread the word about the Samplecast podcast, please give us a rating on iTunes. It really helps us. If you can rate and review, that would be really appreciated because we're missing a few reviews at the moment. So that would be absolutely great. Thank you. Don't forget that you can always head over to youtube.com/thesamplecast and there you'll be able to see a lot of the products that I'm talking about in action. So let's get on with the show.
Roundup.
Firstly, it's this week's roundup, and if you think that I've been off the radar for a couple of weeks, you'd be right. I've been working very hard on a new release from Sonokinetic, its orchestral series Woodwind Ensembles. I know the Samplecast is supposed to be impartial, but I couldn't not mention it as this has been keeping me awake several sleepless nights for a couple of weeks now. I did the videos for this product, four of the walkthrough videos and the manual, a bit of testing, things like that as well. And I think it's turned out fantastic, to be honest. It's first in a new series from Sonokinetic. There are two editions here. You've got the standard and the extended edition. And it's woodwind ensembles, so you've got three flutes recorded, three clarinets, three oboes, and three bassoons. The only difference between the standard and extended packages are the number of articulations and the price, of course. It's been recorded in the same hall as all the other Sonokinetic orchestral libraries, including Sotto, Grosso, and Minimal. So you've got four different mic positions there. There's close, decatry, far, and wide. And there's also a 2T mixed position that will save you on RAM and CPU if you want to use that. This library runs in both the free and the full version of Kontakt. It's NKS compatible and it's absolutely massive. The full extended version of the library runs in at over 90 gigs in its uncompressed format. So there's loads of articulations in there, including some pretty unusual ones as well. There's a really interesting new key switching system and a whole screen for customizable mapping. So even though I regularly work on Sonokinetic stuff, I often don't see all of the assets that people have been putting together until release day. And this time I was blown away by the two Doorcast videos from Henning Neugel and Sasha Knorr? Knorr? Not sure. Sasha, please tell me how to say your name. I'm not going to gush too much about these or the Woodwinds package in general because people will think I'm biased. I am biased. I still think it's a great library. And to be honest, I don't care who knows.
Thank you.
Sample Phonics have got a new pack out, which is Cinematic Percussion. It's 1.3 gigabytes, is WAV files, Rex 2 files, and Apple Loops. And there's also sampler patches there for Kontakt, Ableton, and lots of other soft samplers. You've got 50 different construction kits here, specifically designed for epic scoring. There's 250 loops and 150 one-shots as well. Also, you can have a look at the Sample Phonics website. They've had a lot of packs out recently. Some of the best ones are Abstract Top Loops, Dusty House Grooves, Retro Sci-Fi, and Liquid Drum and Bass. They do an awful lot of packs. There seem to be several out every week. And everyone has a free taster pack, so check out the website for details. A new guitar library now from Indigenous. It's called The Resonator, and it's great for creating kind of country vibes. It's a sampled Dobro Hound Dog guitar. There's two playing modes here. You've got solo and chords. There's some interesting features on this particular interface as well. There's a master key dial to make sure that all the intervals that you play and all the slides are played in the right key. The articulations are controlled by key switch and velocity, and there's also vibrato and resonance controls. There's some great chord options on there, including auto arpeggios and customizable chords. And the demos sound pretty good, although I've not played with this library myself. Check it out at the Indigenous website. So another week, another solo string library. This has got to be the third one in just a few weeks. And this week it's by Cine Samples. It's called Cine Strings Solo. It runs in the full or the free version of Kontakt, and it's been recorded on the Sony Pictures scoring stage. Cine Samples love that stage, and personally I've got a lot of the Cine Samples libraries, and I love the sound of it myself as well. There's four different microphone positions here, and instrument-wise you've got two violins, a viola, a cello and a bass. All the most common articulations seem to have been captured, and there's true adaptive legato on board as well. The customisable articulation mapping also looks pretty interesting. I haven't tried this package, but as I say, I do have a lot of the other Cine Samples libraries and they're pretty good. Have a listen to the demos, have a watch of the videos online. I'll put one of the tracks on the podcast as well if you want to head over and listen to that.
VST.
This is Free VST, your one-stop shop for Soundware online freebies. And I'm going to kick off with VST off. I've been meaning to mention these two libraries for a little while now, but for some reason didn't get around to it. First off, it's Kick Angel, a collection of 59 kick samples, all wrapped up in a Kontakt engine to manipulate them in interesting ways. And secondly, C4 Drum Kit, which is a Kontakt drum kit created from samples taken from a Citroen C4. Bit of an unusual one, no idea why they've done that, but to be honest, I say why not. Have a look at the VST off website. Next up, this should be useful for anyone who's interested in creating realistic scoring mock-ups. It's by Bella D Media and it's called Scoring Noise. Now this is an absolute classic, it's almost 10 years old. The reason that I came across this is somebody was asking me where they could find the Cine Samples Room Tone, which I believe has been discontinued. It was a useful freebie, but this one seems even more comprehensive, to be honest. It's a Kontakt instrument just full of background scoring noises, such as stage sounds and creaking chairs, rustling papers, that kind of thing. All you have to do to get it is to subscribe to the Bella D newsletter and they'll send you a download link straight away. I have to say there's a lot of freebies out there, but rarely does something really take my attention and blow me away. This one is the Free Riser sound effects sample pack from the Abletunes blog. To be honest, they could really be charging for this. It's a really good pack. All you've got to do to get it is just connect with SoundCloud and you'll get a gigabyte of riser and fall samples. There's 114 noise risers, 14 noise falls, 47 synth risers and 15 extra long noises. And as a bonus, there's 26 various kind of sound effects and impacts as well. Check the link in the description below for details.
The Big Review.
This week's big review is Music Box and Plucked Piano by Sonoscore. It's part of their Origins collection, and this is volume 2. Runs in the full version of Kontakt, and the sounds here are combining Music Box and a plucked piano. Now, I was really interested in this product, as this is actually a technique that I use myself on a lot of soundtrack and documentary scores. I actually combine piano patches, Music Box patches, and plucked instruments, and normally just put them all together in one instance of Kontakt and play them, mixing the levels as I go. It's something which I found has worked really well, and this particular package kind of takes that on board and pushes it a step further. You've got two layers here, one is the Music Box and one is the plucked piano, and there's three main sections of the interface. The first is for ARPs, there's also basic attributes, volume and panning, that sort of thing, and lastly an FX menu too. So you can play just like a normal keyboard instrument, but really the selling point of this library are the arpeggio functions. They're really easy to set up and there's lots of presets there too. There's a lot to love about this library. It is very playable, I had a lot of fun with it, and there's a huge variety of tones that I managed to get from such a small instrument. There's over 100 great presets, and I particularly love the colour menu. There's not very many different colours, but they're all very useful. I also really love that they have arpeggios designed for specific numbers of notes and time signatures, so that the arpeggio engine will always sync with your downbeats. I really find it annoying when arpeggios kind of go out of sync with your track, so the fact that they've thought about this and locked it into the engine, that is an absolute bonus. I also like that you could lock the colour preset while you cycle through the arpeggio presets. I think that was a really useful touch. There's a couple of things I'd like to improve. Firstly, the playable range could certainly be a little bigger, and also I think it could be more competitively priced, as it's normally €69. Handily though, Sonoscore have offered viewers and listeners of the Samplecast a discount. You can actually get €20 off this product. All you've got to do is go to the normal website and put in the coupon code thesamplecast-20 and you'll get the library for €49 instead. I didn't ask for this, this was something that they offered off their own back, so thank you very much guys at Sonoscore. So overall, I think this is a flexible and really competent little library that sounds great. I can't wait to see what they do for number three.
Little Wonder.
This is Little Wonder. It's the section of the show where I like to highlight a small product that does one thing and one thing really well. And this week it's Track Spacer 2 from Waves Factory. It's something that I use myself a lot on dance music productions and also rock and pop, that kind of thing. It's basically a 32-band EQ plugin that can analyse an incoming signal and then apply the characteristics of that EQ to another track. Basically a more intelligent version of sidechain compression. It's a really simple idea but works incredibly well, so you can use it for ducking bassline parts out of the way of kick drums, moving guitar parts out of the way of vocals and loads of other things like that. Once you start to use it, it becomes really versatile. So just like a compressor, it has attack and release controls and also a useful mid-side mode, so you can only process the mid or side channels, for example, or kind of any mix between the two. So for example, if you've got a shimmering pad that's kind of taking up a lot of the soundscape and you want to get the center channel of that out of the way so that your vocals can shine through, you can do that with this plugin. It's really versatile. Perhaps this is something that's a little bit difficult to explain unless you try it for yourself, but luckily there's a demo on the Waves Factory website that you'll be able to download. Check it out in the description below, or if you want to just dive in, it's €59. I highly recommend it. thank you so much for downloading the Samplecast podcast. You can find us online at thesamplecast.com. You can email us directly at thesamplecast@gmail.com. You can get us on Twitter at thesamplecast, or you can find us on Facebook. You can either search for me, I'm Reuben Cornell, or the Samplecast has its own page as well. Two more shows in this series to go. We'll be back next week with number 19. Until then, thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye now.